This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New York City may be joining Toronto, San Francisco, and Seattle in starting a citywide composting initiative meant to cut down on waste. The mayor's office is planning to expand a successful pilot program that it has run on single-family homes, in some high-rise buildings, and in schools. The Bloomberg administration hopes that within 3 years, recycling food scraps will be mandatory, just like the current recycling of glass, metal, and plastic. Although Mayor Bloomberg has fewer than 200 days left in office, the idea is already getting support from mayoral candidates like City Council Speaker Christine Quinn and public advocate Bill de Blasio. Joining me now from City Hall to discuss the program further is Deputy Mayor Kaz Holloway. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
So why is it important to compost? It's already difficult to recycle with a 15% recycling rate for New York City, and now you're seeking to expand into this new realm of food scraps. Why do that?
Well, the mayor calls this the last frontier of recycling, and that is because we currently, it's not mandatory to recycle food waste, but food waste is actually a third of the entire waste stream that the city collects, about 1.2 million tons a year. And right now, with the exception of the programs that we're running, all of that is being buried in the ground in landfills. That is terrible for the environment, and it also turns out it's terrible for taxpayers' pocketbooks because at this point we know that it would be much less expensive if we could figure out a way to recycle or reuse that part of the waste stream. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Now, what kind of food are you looking to recycle? I understand that when I compost, I'm really just composting green material and brown material. I'm not putting in meat or cheese, anything like that. That's not supposed to go in a compost pile. Explain to me what people would be able to recycle food-wise.
Well, our program, you can actually put any food waste in the pilot right now. We have 3,500 families in Staten Island who are participating in the pilot, and we have it at 90 schools. We also have it at some high-rises on the west side of Manhattan. And the sanitation department collects it. We send some of it to the wastewater treatment plant in Newtown Creek. We send some of it to the composting pile in Staten Island. And you can actually put any food waste into the pile.
And the Times is reporting the mayor also plans to contract with a composting plant to process 100,000 tons of food scraps per year into biogas. Tell me about that technology. How does that work?
Well, that is that happens through a process called anaerobic digestion. And the interesting thing is that the city is already doing that on a massive scale in the wastewater, on the wastewater side. And New York City produces about 1.3 billion gallons of wastewater a year. And we are basically converting some of that waste into energy. This basically, because it's an organic waste stream, just like, you know, the solid waste stream, you can do the same thing. So we're already converting some of what is being composted at the schools to energy through our Newtown Creek wastewater treatment plant. And what the RFP will do is it will say, look, we know that when we get to scale here with food waste, that we'll need to send 100,000 tons or more to many different places, and one of them could be waste to energy.
I can already hear people saying, not in my backyard. Where is this biogas company going to go?
Well, we're going to have to wait and see what the market tells us there. It can be in the region. It could be an existing facility. You know, some of this will go to the facilities that are our wastewater treatment plants that are already within the city. Some of it will also probably go to be turned into compost. There are commercial composters out there. We're doing it in Staten Island, and we're also doing some at Rikers Island. So we'll see. I mean, basically the market will tell us where and how this will get done. But I think the technology is simple, and it's actually the most neighborhood-friendly technology that there is, anaerobic digestion. And so I'm sure that we'll get some interesting proposals.
I'm already noticing on the comments page of the New York Times article today on this proposal, people very concerned, especially in high-rise buildings, of the smell of all of their neighbors contributing to a container down in the basement of their building or their co-op and putting food scraps in there, places that probably already have mice, rodent, bug problems.
Well, you know, this is why we're piloting the program, because we want to make sure that the program serves well and works for all the different communities in New York City. The good news is that in the high rises that we're already doing the program, we're seeing that they're collecting more than 125 pounds of food a day. That's at the Helena on the West Side. Now, some buildings will have a trash room on every floor. That makes it easier. Some, as you said, you'll have to go to the basement. And we're going to need to make sure that the containers that are used, or the other structures that are used, do trap odors and don't create, you know, a quality of life problems for people in buildings. But I think we're going to be able to deal with that. Right now, the 3,500 families that are using this in Staten Island, we've given them all a bucket that seals very tight. And there's a small one to use in the kitchen, and then a larger one for the garage that you put out by the corner. And I have no doubt that we're going to be able to figure out a size and a type of container for every different living situation in New York.
Cass Holloway is deputy mayor of the city of New York, talking to me about Mayor Bloomberg's plan to make mandatory the collection of food scraps sometime in the near future. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
This is WNYC.